Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Life and Torah of Our Leaders. Tuesdays, every other Tuesday, Bez Hashem, 12 p.m. with First Seder Bis Medrash, firstseder.org. This series has been sponsored by Reb Itzik Saflis, Bottom Line Marketing Group, Sischus, for himself, his family, the listeners, and Gantz Klal Yisrael. And today's shiur has been sponsored by my good friend, Reb Moshe Tobal. L'refuah shleima, Rachel Rivka b'Shoshana b'Seich Sha'ar Chayle Yisrael. So we're continuing our series on the Mifarshei HaRambam, as we did the Mari Kurkis last week, the Mishnah L'Melech the week before, etc. And now we go to Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach. So one of those who published some of the Rabbeinu Manoach was named Reb Shimon Sidan. He was a Rav in Hungary, and he printed this in Pressburg in Tuf Reish Lamed Tes. So that's 1879. And he has a Sefer Pirush on it called Beis Menucha. So in his preface, he writes like this. Masai Noila Rabbeinu Manoach, when was Rabbeinu Manoach born? Umasai Meis, when did he pass away? Uveizaz Man Hoyachai, and in which tkufa, in which time period did he live? Leimatzasi Besifrei Ma'uma. He says, I didn't find anywhere in the Sefer any indication to that. He says, Rakachar Achipus, after I searched around, Matzasi Sefer Kaira Hadaris, I found the Sefer Kaira Hadaris, Shekosav, that he writes as follows. The Sefer Kaira Hadaris, when he writes that about the order of the Rishonim, he writes Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach is, or I should say Harav Manoach, he writes. Chulin Chavdalud Amar Aleph Toisvis brings Harav Rabbeinu Manoach. Says the Kaira Hadaris, V'ulai Zer Rabbeinu Manoach, Shechiber Sefer HaMenucha Al Dvorim Rabim Sefer HaRambam, Umivio HaRav Kesef Mishnah. So the Kaira Hadaris says that perhaps this is the same Rabbeinu Manoach Tosfos brings in Chulin, Chav Dalid, is the same one who wrote a Sefer on the Rambam that he refers to as Sefer HaMenucha, that the Kesef Mishnah brings from this Sefer. Tosfos Kedushin Daf Beis Amud Aleph also quotes a Rav Rabbeinu Manoach. The question is it the same one? We do not know. he continues and he brings from the Chida in Shem HaGedolim. And the Chida in Shem HaGedolim says, Umisugyas l'shoinay muchach shehu kadmain. From the way the Rabbeinu Manoach writes, it's evident that he is someone from the early generations. And then the Chida himself brings also the Sefer Kaira Hadaris that we just quoted. And the Chida then says, Achli ha-hedja yaisa nira, he says, I would think more, shu Talmin Maram, that the Rabbeinu Manoach was a Talmud of the Maram in Rutenberg. So he wasn't from those Bali HaTosfos, he was a Talmud of the Maram in Rutenberg a little bit later, because he quotes Moiri Ram. Very often he quotes, as we'll see, Moiri, my Rebbe, the Ram, Rabbeinu Meir. And he also quotes Rabbeinu Shmuel ben Reb Shlaimai, who says the Chida was the Rebbe of the Maram in Rutenberg. So therefore, the Chida wants to propose that he was a Talmud of the Maram in Rutenberg. We will see a little bit later in the shiur how this doesn't seem to be so. But just to put into perspective the uncertainty of who he was, which tkufa did he live in, the Kaira Hadaris says perhaps he's the Rabbeinu Manoach of the Bali HaTosfos. The Chida wants to say he's the Talmud of Maram Rutenberg. Okay, what was his father's name? We're not really sure what his father's name. In the Welt, it seems that everyone assumes his father's name was Reb Yaakov. He's called Rabbeinu Manoach ben Reb Yaakov. However, there's no real strong source for that. The whole source maybe comes from some type of projection, but there's no strong source. In fact, the opposite might be true. In Chuvas Rivash, Simon Pehei, he writes, for the Shoyal said, Shematzasa, he writes to the Shoyal that you found in the Hilchas Trefa Shechiba Rav Rabbeinu Manoach ben Reb Shimon Badar Shizal, Sheheyit Shayu Oichlin Oisai ben Arvoina. He says, you saw in the Hilchas Trefas of Rabbeinu Manoach. Now, we don't have any Hilchos Shefas Rabbeinu Manoach, but it seems this Rabbeinu Manoach ben Reb Shimon Badarshi, who testified that they ate this treifa, or whatever the problem with the animal, if it's a treifa or not, in the city of Narvona. As we'll see, that this was the city of, we're assuming, of our Rabbeinu Manoach. So it makes sense. In the Beis Yosef in Simin Lamites in Yeridea, when he brings this Rivash, he just brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Manoach, which seems to be, the Beis Yosef's assuming it is what we call our Rabbeinu Manoach. So here we see his name is Rabbeinu Manoach ben Reb Shimon. The Sefer Oyel Moyen in Chelek Aleph Pezayin Amud Beis, he writes, U'Bepirish HaChacham Rabbeinu Manoach Beis Reishin, which you could assume that means Ben Reb Shimon, Minarvoina from Narvoina, which is seems to be our Rabbeinu Manoach. And this that the Oyel Moyed brings there is a halach in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah about correcting, about Kaire, what's the source, to correct for any little mistake. He brings a Yishalmi with a Pasuk, and that is brought in our Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yibayis Halacha Vav, the Beis Yosef in Archaim, Kufman Beis brings it B'Shem Rabbeinu Manoach as well. Again, not Ben Reb Shimon, but just Rabbeinu Manoach. So from these two sources of the Rivash and the Sefer El Mayid and the way they're presented in Halacha, it would seem that his father's name was Harav Reb Shimon. Now, the Rabbeinu Manoach in the Rambam does bring numerous halachas b'shem his father. He just calls him my father. That's why we don't know his name. It sounds like that his father had a sefer that seemingly had to do with Hilchos Tefillah, Hilchos Suda, Hilchos Pesach, Leil Seder Pesach. And it's not just halachas. There were reasons, minhagim. Sometimes he brings pirushim, and he bases them on the Yerushalmi numerous times. And we'll bring some of those sources. In Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yedalid, the Halacha says a person's obligated to recite 100 brachas every single day, says Rabbeinu Manoach, and the Chazal bring a pasuk, pasuk in Ekev, Mo Hashem Shoel Meimach, what does Hashem ask from you? And the Chazal say, the Gemara tells us, Al Tikra Ma, don't read it as Ma, what? Elamea added an Aleph as 100 brachas Hashem asks from you. Kasav Abba Marizal, says Rabbeinu Manoach, my father wrote, Tlifishyesh Boy, Meya Oisiyos, Imo Aleph Hanisteres Bama. If you count the letters in this pasuk, there's 100 letters. If you have the aleph of Meya, he calls it the hidden aleph, there are 100 letters. That's a remez to this 100 brachas. Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Tes Halacha Yud. Uminag Loimer Vayechulu Me'umad. Friday night after davening, after Shemoneh Esrei, the minig is to say Vayechulu and to say it standing. Kasav Abba Marizal, why is the minig to stay it standing? Because the Yerushalmi, now in the Frankel Rambam, they say, Loi Matzonu, we don't have this Yerushalmi, but he brings the Yerushalmi that says, Gzeir Shava, that it says in Vayechulu Asher, Asher Bor Lekim Lazais, I assume, and it says, V'amdu Shnei Anoshim Asher Lohem Hariv, by two witnesses, or two people standing up, the ones who have the fight, it says Asher, so just like over there it says Va'amdu, you stand, so too when it says Asher Vayechulu, is a remez that you stand. That's what he brings from his father. Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says that the only mitzvah of eating matzah is the first night of Pesach. The rest of Yontif, eating matzah is a rishus. It's optional. Says Rabbeinu Manoach, and here's the galam de shir Rabbeinu Manoach, and Bechlal, Rabbeinu Manoach and the Rambam is like, what we would call like, he talks like an achrein. A lot of lamdas in Rabbeinu Manoach, a very geschmack of lamdas. So Rabbeinu Manoach says over there, because of this reason, we only recite a bracha al achilas matzah on the first night. Not every time you eat matzah do you recite a bracha, because that is the ikar obligation, and that is something that you cannot get out of. You have to eat mitzvah deraisa to eat matzah leil Pesach. But all the other days, there's no mitzvah deraisa to eat Pesach. You don't have to eat matzah. You don't have to eat matzah. The ikar thing is not to eat chametz. But let's say you just want to eat fruits a whole yontif, so you don't have to worry about it. As long as you don't eat chametz, it's okay. There's no positive mitzvah to eat matzah. And he says, like, again, there's a lam de shavart. L'mazah daimah, what's it similar to? He says, let's say you eat a steak, you eat a piece of meat. do you make a bracha that there's a mitzvah to eat basar bakar, to eat a steak, to eat meat from a cattle, or to eat lamb? Is there such a mitzvah? There's no mitzvah. The halacha is that you're not allowed to eat treif. You can't eat chazer. If you want to eat meat, don't eat chazer and eat kosher meat. But there's no mitzvah to actually eat the meat, even though by eating meat of an animal, you'd be mekayim a mitzvah of not eating chazer, but that's not a mitzvah. So the same thing is the fact that you eat matzah on Pesach all the other days, even though you're mekayim the mitzvah of not eating chametz, but there's not an actual mitzvah to eat the matzah, and therefore that is why you don't make a bracha. And he ends off, Kach zichroini, I remember, shekosav Abba Mari, that my father wrote this. So you see, he had some type of sefer. B'shem achacham Reb Shmuel ben Reb Shloima. This is what we said before, that the Chida says he quotes Reb Shmuel ben Reb Shloima. As we'll see in a moment, the Chida assumed that was the Maram Merutzberg's Rabbi. As we'll see in a moment, it's logical, it's probably a different Reb Shmuel ben Reb Shloima. In Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah Paraches Locha Aleph, he writes that in Kiddush, Lel Pesach, we do not make a bracha of Shasa Nisim Laviseinu by Yomim Mahim Azman Azel, although we say it by Purim, we say it by Chanukah. Says Rabbeinu Menoyach, why? Because since in the Haggadah we're going to say Lefichach, Shu Shevach Al Anisim, we're Lefichach, that we're obligated to Lehoidus, Ulahalu Shabeach, we have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we're going to say it later in a much longer bracha. We don't say it during Kiddush. Kein Kasav Abba Morizal B'Shem HaGoinim, this is what my father said in the name of the Goinim. And in Hilchas Brachas, Perek Zayin Alocha Gimel, Vani Kibalti Me'Abba Morizal, a very interesting thing as well, I was mekabel from my father that on Friday night when you cut your challah, you cut 7 pieces. Shacharis in the morning, Shabbos morning meal, 5 pieces. Shalashud is 3 pieces. Simin lohem, the simin is Gahaz Gimel Hezayin Lemafreya. 3, 5, 7, but it's backwards, 7, 5, 3. Kidamrina Yovei Gahaz Vivato Gahaz. What is this referring to? In, you find this in a few places. In Sanhedrin, this is. In Megillah, this is. In Sanhedrin, it's talking about the Dayanim. The different judges. How many judges? Certain things are 3 judges. Certain things are 5. Certain things are 7. We find this also by Aliyas. In the Gemara, it talks about Aliyas. There's sometimes 3 Aliyas, sometimes 4, sometimes 5, sometimes 7. And the Gemara says in one place that they are keneged the sarim, that were the officers in the Gaiusha courts of, not courts of law, in the courts of the royal courts. So sometimes there were the Oimed Pnei HaMelech, like you have in the Megillah, right? There were 7, Vakaravilov, Kashin, Oshesar, Paras, Oshashish, right? Shiva, Sari, Paras, Umadei, Rai, Pnei HaMelech. So sometimes there were 7, the Pasuk refers to 5 and 3. So there's Yerushalmi that says that let the 3 and 5 and 7 Dayanim of the Jews come and be Mevatel, the Gezeris of the 3, 5, and 7 of the Goyisha royal court. So his father has said, a Kabbalah, that every Shabbos you do 7, 5, and 3, which is 3, 5, and 7 backwards, because of the same remez of let that be Mevatel, the Gezeris. A very interesting, interesting thing. Now, the Rabbeinu Menoyach brings from his Rabbeim. Sometimes he brings what they wrote. Sometimes he brings what he asked from them. Sometimes he brings what he saw, the way they were Noyach. And we'll bring a few of those examples. His Rabbi that he quotes the most often is Rabbi Meir. Like the Chida said, Rabbi Meir. Chida assumed as Meram Merutenberg, as we'll see in a moment. For example, in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Vav Halacha Dalid, he says, Toiv lebal nefesh lenaka sipornav. A bal nefesh should clean his fingernails before he washes netilas yadayim. V'chein ra'isi meiri havasik, I saw my Rebbe, hachacham, Rabbi Meir oisekein. Now, as we said, the Chida assumes this Rabbi Meir is a Meram Merutenberg, and he assumed that Reb Shmuel ben Reb Shlaima that we quoted before was a Meram Merutenberg's Rebbe. However, it doesn't seem to be that way, because this halacha that we brought before from Reb Shmuel ben Reb Shlomoy is actually brought in the Sefer HaMichtam, written by Reb David ben Reb Levi min Arvoina, which gives us, again, we met before Rabbeinu Menoyach min Arvoina. Narvona is in the province section of France, the southeast section of France, the Chachmei Provincia, they're called, the Chachamim of Province. It was a whole area over there, and they were almost a bridge, like between the French Baleataisis, which are more north, and they're sort of on the border with Spain, the Sfardim. And this Reb David ben Reb Levi, who wrote the Sefer HaMichtam, he actually brings that halacha b'shem his Rebbe, Reb Shmuel, Reb Shlomo Shakli, who was one of the Chachmei Provincia, not the Rebbe of the Maram Ruttenberg. That was Germany, or maybe it was northern France, exactly where, I don't remember where the Maram Ruttenberg learned from him. And he's brought in the Meiri many places. This Reb Shmuel Reb Shlomo, the Meiri also was from this area in France. So it's much. This was the Chachmei Provincia. So if that's true, it's much more mistaber to say the Rabbi Meir that the Rabbeinu Menachem is quoting as his Rebbe is known as Rabbi Meir HaMe'ili HaNarvoini, who wrote a sefer called Sefer HaMo'irais, and a lot of the halachas Rabbeinu Menachem quotes from him are found in that sefer, so it's clearly collaborated. And this Rabbeinu Meir is quoted many times in the Shita Mekubetzos on Ksubas, and he's brought in the Torah of Ezra Simon Lamaches V'chein Katzav Haram Narvoni. So if that's the tkufa that Rabbeinu Menachem lived in, we're talking about the mid-1200s, maybe close to 1300, that neighborhood, the time of the Meiri, the time of these Chachmei Provincia. Just to put into a perspective, the Chachmei Provincia were, from the Gedolim of the time, the most famous halacha you may recognize from the Chachmei Provincia is the famous halacha brought in Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Ches in Aruch Chaim, and the Torah brings it in Hilchos Rish Chaydesh, and that is the famous Machlaikis. If let's say someone forgets Yalav Yavoy Rish Chaydesh by Mincha, and he didn't repeat Shemon Esrei, and then by Mayriv he realized that he forgot Yalav Yavoy, and Mayriv is no longer Rish Chaydesh. So does he have to daven a second Mayriv or not? So it's a Machlaikis. The Machlaikas, the Mishavur brings the Ri and the Chachmei Provincia, if we say, what are you gaining? When he's going to daven his second Ma'ariv, he's also not going to say Yalav Yavai. I think the Ri said that. So what does he gain by davening a second Ma'ariv in the first Ma'ariv, the Mincha that he missed, he also didn't say Yalav Yavai. And the Chachmei Provincia said, no, but Lamais on Rosh Chodesh, he wasn't Yaitse Mincha. If he wasn't Yaitse Mincha, it's as if he didn't daven, so he has to make a Tashlumin. In that Tashlumin, he's not going to say Yalav Yavai either. Okay, but he has to make up his davening. That's the famous Machlaikas, one of the most famous halachas in the Chachmei Provincia, that they said. So this was the Tkufa, and the Chachmei Provincia are even earlier than this, in the 1,000, 1,100, 1,200, those were the years that they were there. So this is Mistaber more, that this is the Tkufa of Rabbeinu Menachem. Now, as we said, he quoted his Rebbe, Rabbi Meir. He quotes him by name many times, and sometimes he just quotes Meiri without a name. Again, we assume it's this Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir. Now, sometimes he quotes him and he says, for example, Nuchas Shefer Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, Sha'alti Pi Meiri. I asked my Rebbe, V'haydi L'dvar, and he agreed to me. Sometimes, like in Shefer Aleph Hey, he says, V'chein Das Meiri. This is what my Rebbe holds. And actually, that halacha there in Nuchas Shefer is in the Sefer HaMeiris. In Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Paraches Halacha Vav, V'chein Kosav Meiri. Again, that halacha there is found also in the Sefer HaMa'iris. Now, another interesting thing in Hilchos Lulav, Perek Zayin Halacha Yudbeis, he brings a medrash, a psikta, that says, when pre Eitz Hadar, referring to the Esreg, that's referring to Avram Avinu. Kapis Tamarim, the Lulav is Yitzchak Avinu. Anaf Eitz Avais, the Arava, the Hadassim, that's Yaakov Avinu, and Arve Nachal, that's referring to Yosef. And he writes, Umashe Yosef Apayed Baishanus, this that the Paitan wrote in the Hishanus, V'haya Akud, that Yitzchak was strapped, tied up to the, bound to the Mizbeach, it was bound on the Mizbeach, Nimshal Ke Esraig, so the Paitan made Yitzchak the Esraig, Shalai Kederach Medrash, that is not going to, with this Medrash, says Rabbeinu Menachem, that I quoted. So they bring down that this interesting is that the Paitan who wrote that Payet is actually Rab Meir, his Rebbe, and he says that Yitzchak was the Esrog and Avram Avinu was the Lulav. He switches it around. So even though he actually doesn't call him my Rebbe, he says the Paitan, but it's interesting that was seemingly his Rebbe Reb Meir. Now, even though Moiri seems to be Reb Meir, in one place he quotes someone else and he calls him Adoini Moiri Reb Ruvain. In Hilchas Brachas, Perek Yud Halacha Beis, he calls Adoini Moiri Reb Ruvain. What's that halacha? Reb Ruvain said that someone who sees his friend, the halacha is after 30 days. He hasn't seen him in 30 days, he makes a shechayonu. Because of Adoini Moiri Reb Ruvain, why? Because 30 days is the zman of the hakafa of the levana, that's the cycle of the moon, and the zman of the cycle of a sun is 12 months. And the chen yadata, and we know that shinui teva b'nei adam, a person's nature, that has an effect based on a tkufa. You look over a year, over a month, and it has to depend on the sun and the moon and the seasons and all these things. So therefore, since you went through a whole tkufa that could have an effect on you, so therefore you make a shechayanu after a month. And if it's a year, he says, a year, a sun, yaseh roshim gadol, it makes a very big effect on a person. Bebrius of v'chayli, with health and sickness, rachman l'tzlan. So therefore, after a year, and he made it a whole year, you make mechayi ha-meisim, and not only that, mnei archan d'zman gamkein, and also because of the length of time. So therefore, he's saying that after a month is a shechayanu, because shechayanu means that the person lived that long. So why? Because you went through a whole lunar hakafa, you went through the whole month as the moon moved around, and that has effect on a person's health. So if he made it through a month, you say shechayanu on him. If it's a whole year, that's a much longer tkufa, and it's also a much greater effect over a year with the solar, so therefore you make a mechaya hamesim. This is what he quotes from Adoini Reb Ruvain. Now it seems, who is this Reb Ruvain? So the Meirin is Akdama to Avos. When he gives the Shalshelas HaKabbalah, he writes about a certain Talmid Chacham before him. He says, that tzaddik, Yashav Lifnei, who did he sit in front of? Harav HaGadol, Asharni Katan Etzbaisav, I'm the smallest of his fingers, Umishiyari Maisiyadav, and I'm from the leftovers of his handiwork. It sounds like the Meiri was a Talmud of his. Who is it? HaChacham HaKloli, the big Chacham Adini, Rabbi, Merein Rav Ruvain. He was a baki in the whole Talmud, an unbelievable bikiyus, v'chacham b'rei v'chachmas, and he was a chacham in most or in many chachmas, v'chidesh svaris rabbis b'talmud, and he said many logical things, svaris in Talmud b'koyach sichloi, from his intellect, k'yoyo p'puloi, because in his learning, medaleg alohar mekapetz alak voice, he jumped around all over, and he is the author of a sefer called Sefer HaTamid. So again, if we're in this tkufa with the Meiri, we would assume that this was the Reb Ruvain that he's referring to as Adoini Meir Reb Ruvain, the one time he quotes him. Now, the Meiri wrote this Avos in about 1300, and it sounds like Reuven was no longer alive at that time. I think that when the Rabbeinu Manoach quotes him, I think he quotes him as if he was alive, so it was an earlier Kufa. It sounds like the Meiri lived, that the Rabbeinu Manoach was in the Meiri's time, maybe even a little older than the Meiri. Okay, now the name of his Sefer, he's called Rabbeinu Manoach, doesn't seem to have a name. It's referred to as different ways. The Chidon Shema Magdalim writes, Chibra la Rambam, he wrote a Sefer on the Rambam, Umaran Meviyai, and the Beis Yosef brings him, Benitvas Bekostandina, it was printed in Constantinople, Shnas Tav Ayin Ches, Alksas Halachas, it was printed in Tav Ayin Ches, 1708, and some Halachas. And he says, the Chidah continues that in Sefer Kaira Hadairis, he says that the name of the Sefer is called Sefer HaMenucha. So that's where the first time we know it's called Sefer HaMenucha. When the Beis Yosef of the Kesef Mishnah quote him, they just write Rabbeinu Manoach Kasav. They don't quote the name of a Sefer. What was the purpose of the Sefer? So the purpose of the Sefer was to defend the Rambam and to show that the Rambam sources come from the Beis Medrash of the Rif, and to answer the questions that the Ravid asked on the Rambam. A lot of times he brings the Yerushalmi as a source for the Rambam. Not only that, one of the things in his Sefer is, he's very defensive about the minhagim of the city, of his city, Narvona. Now, he's so defensive that even if the Rif, the Rambam, and the Ravid don't agree to the Minig, he still holds the Minig, Minig Narvona, Chachmei Provencia, as we said, they were Gedolim, he therefore gives a lot of credence to their Minhagim. For example, in Hilchas Tfila, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Tesvav, the Rambam paskins that if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, like last week, so when the person says the Birchas Haftairah, he mentions Rosh Chodesh in the Bracha. So says Rabbeinu Manayach, V'chein das harif, mi'u minog yirazois narvona shalei lehazker in Rosh Chodesh. The minog of this city, Narvona, is not to say anything about Rosh Chodesh in the Birchas Haftairah, V'chein das harav bal hamar, this is also the das of the bal hamar, the Balamar, the Chain Hayaminig Bahar, and also this was the Minig in the mountains. Again, that was also one of the cities, like Avram Minahar is one of the Rishainim from the Tkuf of the Meiri. Minahar is from the Har, the mountains area of Provencia, of that area was called the mountains. At Shabbal Hashem HaRaivid, that was the Minig there until the Raivid came, and he said to be Mazkir Rosh Chodesh in the Haftarah, V'chei Minig B'Rav Mekaymes, most places the Minig is, I think he means to say not to say it. I wasn't sure which way Minig B'Rav Mekaymes was, to say it or not to say it, but the Iker, he's saying the Minig in Narvona was not to say it, and that's the way we paskin as well. We don't say Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is not Mechayev Haftairah, and therefore you don't say it. In Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says, Ve'esh Shliach Tzibur Oymen L'Tefillah, when the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Davin, he stands on the ground Lifnei Ateva in front of the Aron Kodesh, Upanav Lifnei HaKodesh, and his face is facing forward, Kishar Ha'am, like regular people. He doesn't face the Tzibur, he faces the Aron Kodesh. So it says Rabbeinu Manayach, Shamina Nami Miha, we see from here another thing. Not only does the Rambam, the point the Rambam faces, that he faces forward, that the Shliach Tzibur Ein Loi Lalis LeBima, he doesn't daven from the stage, from the Bima. See, a Bima, by definition, we call a Bima where we lane, but that was because it was on a raised platform in the olden days. That's what it was. He stood from raised platform, and then people able to hear him. Elohim Elamata Lars Levnei Heichel. He doesn't stand on the Bima, says Rebbeinu Manoach. He stands on the floor in front of the Heichel. V'chein hu minog here as I snarv. I know this is the minog in the city. V'chein hiskim harayved ba'agoyz. Perakei alach hazayin, over there the Ravid agrees that he does not stand on the Bima. If I'm correct, by the Sfardim, they had this minig, the Shliach Tzibur stands on the Bima, but he's saying over here, Narvona, he's saying it's Mavur from the Rambam and the Ravid, that not like that, and that's the minig in Narvona. In Ilchas Luv, Perak Zayin, Chaf Beis, he says by Hashanas on Hashanah Rabbah, V'chayveit bo'ala karka, you hit on the ground, o'yala clear on a keli, on a vessel or a chair, pamayim mashalish, two or three times. Says Rabbeinu, that's the Rambam. Says Rabbeinu Manech, who's a chroini, and I remember, Sharisi bi'aldusi, that I saw when I was young, ksas mizikni era kadmoyne moisim kain, some of the elders of the city, Hakadmainim, the early ones doing this. Now here he doesn't say which city. Maybe he was a young child in a different city. However, his Rebbe in Sefer HaMoiris, Sukkah Membeis Amebeis, he writes, V'chein shamati min ha-chachomim azkenim, sh'oyu b'ir azayis in Narvona, I heard from the chachomim azkenim, miksosim sh'oyis akeim, some of them do that. So it would sound like that was the minig in the city of Narvona, and he's saying that, the Rabbeinu Manoach is saying, I also saw that when I was young from those Zakenim. It corroborates with the Sefer HaMoiris. In Uchash Kriyashma, Perak Aleph, Halacha Hei. The Rabbeinu Manoach writes, Uminig Rav Ha'olam Loimer Kel Malach Naman. Most people say before they start Kriya Shema, Kel Melech Naaman. Benira, he says, I think that the reason they do that is because it's instead of the Amen of Aboicher Bama Yisrael Biava, instead of Amen, Amen is a contraction of the words Kel Melech Naaman. And he says maybe the reason is because we want to complete the 248 words in Kriya Shema, which is connected to the 248 limbs of a person, and if a person is Shomer, the 248 Tevas, to say them properly with Kavana, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect his 248 limbs, that he will be healthy. Says Rabbeinu Manoach, Rabbeinu Moshe lo hiskirai, but the Rambam didn't say to say Melech Naaman, Mashma shaloi hayayimrai. It sounds like he didn't say it. V'chein nira, and it also appears from the Rambam in Perek Aleph from Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Yud Zayin, that over there the Rambam says you should not interrupt between Maboicher Bamaisol Biava and Kriyashma with an Amen. So it's Mashma that you shouldn't even say Kel Melech Naaman either. However, says Rabbeinu Manoach, Mi'u Ein L'shanais. You should not change and do like the Rambam. B'chol Mishana Yada Tachtoina. So again, here he's giving a lot of credence to the Minhag Rav Ha'olam Kedeged the Rambam. Now that happens to be a big machlokes, this Kel Melech Naaman. The Meiri has a sefer called Mogin Avos, which he wrote to protect and to defend many Minhagim. And he also talks about this minig. He says, this minig is a Yerusha Me'aviseinu from different cities, one of them Narvoina, Eretz Provencia. This was the minig in Provencia, in the whole province of Provencia of France, to say Kelet Melech Naaman. And the Miri writes, V'atobo Me'karav, and now they came now, recently, Meretz Farad from Spain, La'arer, and they're having Tainas on Armin Hagim. And he says, I wrote this Sefer Mogin Avos to defend Armin Hagim. And he says, the first one is that we have the minhag to say Kel Melech Naaman. And they are Moicha V'davar. They protested. And not only that, they say it's a Hefzik. And they say that we have to say Ava Rava again. If we're a Mafzik between Habaych Bar Mayisrael B'Av and Shema Yisrael, they held it was Mamash Avirchas HaMitzvahs. And just like any other bracha you make, and then you make a Hefzik before you do the mitzvah, you have to repeat the bracha. So too, they held like that over here. This is in the Torah, in the Ramah, Simon Samech Aleph, Sif Gimel, in great length about Kel Melech Naaman, about is it a Birchas HaMitzvahs, not Birchas HaMitzvahs. But this was the Minig of the Chachmei Provencia. Again, that's why the Rabbeinu Manoach says, Minig Rav Ha'olam. Rav Ha'olam, again, I don't know if he means even more than his whole area of Provencia, but he was saying not just Narvona, it's the whole area, like the Meiri says. And the Rambam is going with like the Minig Svarad, they didn't say it. Now, how does he refer to the Rambam himself? In Hilchos Shofar, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav, Harav HaShalim Lo Hipul Davar Me'inya Tzarech Lichtoiv. The Rambam didn't leave out one thing that needed to be written, Me'rev Shleimusay Hagdaila, from his great perfection, his great Shleimus. In Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Beis, Halacha Yadalit, he writes, V'harif Lehitriach Atzmai Lichtoiv Aleilu Inyanim Beprat. There's all these cases in the Gemara. You have chametz up on a beam, chametz in the... all these interesting cases. The Rif didn't bring these cases. Says Rabbeinu Manoach, lefi shem ruchaikim veinam nimtzayim al harayu. They're very not common cases. Umizeh atam iniach kama dvarim b'talman. He just left them in the Gemara. He didn't bring them the Rif. Acharav hashalim hevi hakol b'shleimus. But the Rambam, he brought it all because he's bringing everything b'shleimus, completion and perfection. And Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tezvav, over there, he writes, Yesh binyan zeh k'moy klalim she'inam nirim. In the Inyan of Brachos over there, he says, there's a lot of rules that people make that are not so perfect, v'sheyesh lam kushyas rabbis. Some of these klalim have many questions on them. Achein ha'klal she'kosef ha'ramam, hu b'loy kushyas mekulam. But the klal the Rambam said in that Inyan, that has no questions on it more than anybody else. Again, you see his unbelievable ha'aracha for the Rambam. In Hilchos Shvisas Aser, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, over there, there's a problematic Rambam, and he writes, Neklehu Chachmei Deireinu Bevir Inyan Zeh. The Chachamim of our generation argued about this thing, Kidivr HaRav Chaser Mizeh. There's something missing here from the Rambam. And at the end, he writes, Loshen HaRav Chaser Ma'oidach Lai Masra Ale Chachamim. So even though he wrote how the Rambam wrote anything with Shleimus, he seems to indicate there was some problem with the Rambam. Not that the Rambam was a problem, but with the actual printing of the Rambam, there was something Chaser, and therefore he says, Chaser Ma'oid, but it was given to the Chachamim to figure out how to say it. In Hilchos Brachos, Aleph Yud Beis, he brings from a Tshuvas HaRambam, he says, HaRav Nishal Apsak Zeh Michachme Lunil. The Chachme Lunil also Provencia. It was the same area. They're part of that area. famous, the Chachmi Lunil asked on the Rambam many questions, and Varav Heishivlem, the Rambam answered them, Umayid Herich V'davar, in a very lengthy tshuva, V'eini Zacher Kol Tshuvasar. Ben Yimelech says, I don't remember the whole tshuva. Meaning he once saw it, but he didn't have it accessible when he was writing his Sefer. In Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, he brings the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. In Hilchas Tefillah, Perakei Halacha Gimel and Halacha Hey, he brings the Rambam Perish HaMishnayis explicitly, but it seems in other places he's quoting the Perish HaMishnayis, but he doesn't say explicitly, he just says Pirish HaRav or Kasav HaRav, and even though when you look in the Rambam, that's not there because he's quoting from Pirish HaMishnayis. Well, what is he coming? He right away comes to show that he's not here to argue on the Rambam. In the beginning, in the of Hilchas Chametz HaMatzah, there's like a three stanza poem, three lines. The beginning of Hilchas Shofar, also a little poem. In that one, Hilchas Chametz HaMatzah, he writes Seferish ki leilachleik loyher sichloi. My seichel, he's referring about himself in the third person. He didn't awaken his intellect to come to argue ulecharcha riv modin matzah, to make some type of fight here. Tayra yagdel avducha, your servant is here to increase Tayra. Hayober Hilchas Chametz HaMatzah, and he's coming to start explaining Hilchas Chametz HaMatzah. Now it's interesting, in Hilchas Brachas Perek Yilal of Halacha Beis, he writes, Mipnei Sheklal Kol HaRab Perek Zeh Inyan HaBrachas Kulei. So in this Perek, the Rambam was Kailal all the Inyan HaBrachas, but he left out one thing, again, even though before he wrote how it was so bishleimus. Lehizkir ksas mi mitzvahs asei shei mevarchem aleihem. He didn't bring some of the mitzvahs asseis that you don't make a bracha, and he didn't give a reason why you don't. So Risi lichtoi bezeh, he said, I thought to write, mashakasav Rav Yosef Ibn Plat. Rav Ibn Plat was the Rebbe of the one of the Ravids, and the Rebbe of the Baal Amar, also from that area, from Narvona. Binyan zeh, I figured I'll write what he wrote. Ima'ashoy safti, with what that I added in a little bit, so some of my own additions. Kedei shalei chaser davar mesifra ben Moshe. I don't want the Rambam to be missing something. He says, v'amarti, ki toiv lichtev kol inyan b'loshan ha-kaydish. It could be Rabbi Yosef Ibn Plat didn't write it in Loshan HaKadosh. He wrote it in Arabic, or whatever. Maybe he wrote it in French. I don't know. Whatever, probably French. He wrote it in some other language. He says, so I thought I'll write it in Loshan HaKadosh. Here, what he wants to do, Rabbeinu Manoach wants to add a perek into the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Brachas, and add in this so that when you learn Hilchas Brachas, you'll have a shleimus. Hashem is baruch yedei. Hashem knows. Ki lo lis galdo v'los is kavil l'shmi. I'm not doing this for myself. Rak lichvayda rabba mechaber. I'm doing it for the Rambam, so that he should have a shleimus. Hachein. Ekef Yiras Harav Omda upon it. He says, at the end of the day, the fear of the Rambam was on my face. Behima Nati Mizeh. He says that I decided to withhold myself and not do it. Kamra Yisbarach, just like it says, Loisaisif Alav. Don't add in, you don't add in. The Loisigra Mimenu. Don't add and don't detract. So over there, Rabbeinu Manayach, he actually brings the whole from Yosef and Plat, a very long shtickle, but to make it a its own perek, like as if the Rambam added into the Rambam, that he says, I wanted to do for the good of the Rambam, it should be a shleimus, but my fear of the Rambam, loisaisif, not to add. Now it's not clear if he wrote on the whole Rambam or not. As we said before in Tafayin Ches, they printed on Chametz U'Matzah, Shofar, Shvi'is, Asar, Sukkah, and Lulav. The Chidah writes Hashem HaGdolim that afterwards I saw a Kovitz Yashan Ksav Yad, an old manuscript of Rabbeinu Manoach on Kriya Shema Tefillin Brachas, which was eventually printed as well. Now it's all in the Franco Rambam. The Beis Yosef had the Pirish on Tefillin Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, Tzitzis, and Mila, because he quotes that sometimes. The Rabbeinu Manoach himself refers to other places in Hilchas Shabbos, Megillah, Hanukkah, Nedarim, Challah, Bikurim, Sharmat Niskuna Paraduma, and we don't have those, but he refers to them in the things in the Pirushan that we have. Sometimes he writes, we already explained. Sometimes he writes, we will explain. Does that mean to say that he hadn't written it yet? I don't know, but it's just different Lashinus. And just to end off this year, I want to bring three very interesting things to Rabbeinu Manoach. We brought many interesting things, but three things that I think stand out. I was sitting with my good friend, Harav, Rav Aaron David Lebovitz, Choshev Rav in Gizrov, Cleveland Heights, Rav Choshev Yedid Nafshi, at Chasanan. He told me, you know, that Rabbeinu Manoach is one of the earliest sources that a Shana Rabbah is a day that you daven a lot, a day where there's a lot of davening. He called Afushe Rachami or something like that. So I told him, you mean to say that's why the Mishnah Berurah quotes that you're allowed to daven before Nates on a Shana Rabbah morning, as long as it's after Aleis HaShachar, because it's a long davening of Afushe Rachami. I said, Mishnah Berurah rings it down. So he says, yeah, the Mishnah Berurah, the source is Rabbeinu Manoach. To paraphrase what he said. So when I went home and I looked it up in the Mishnah Berurah, I said, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it from the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham, so let's see. So in Hilchos Kriyas Shema Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, Umipnei Zem Yesh LeTzibur Mitzvah Smila. If the Tzibur has a mitzvah Mila or Kvuras Hameis Vadayim Lehem, and they want to daven before sunrise, so they should be Zrizim Makdimim and Jasan Tezach. They want to be Zrizim Makdimim for a different mitzvah, so they're allowed to read Kriyas Shema and daven before Nates, as long as it's after Aleis HaShachar, and it's no problem. Ve'enim Choshim. V'chein ha'todon, says Rabbeinu Manoach, b'yoyim ha'rova, yoyim ha'rova is a Shana Rabbah, she'seder ha'yoyim gadol, it's a long seder, u'mafshi tzipuri rachami, and the tzibur is mafshi rachami, there's a lot of davening going on. So in Simen Nun Ches, the Magen Avraham, Sivkot and Gimel brings this, and in the parentheses it says, Kesev Mishnah, Reish Mem. So Kesev Mishnah, B'shem Rabbeinu Manoach, that Reish Mem, sometimes I used to think it means the Rambam, the Kesev Mishnah B'shem the Rambam, but it means Rabbeinu Manoach. Mishnah Berurah brings it in Simen Nun Ches, Sivkaton Yud Beis. So that's one interesting thing. Another interesting thing from Rabbeinu Manoach, Hilchas Tfilo Birchas Kanim, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Hei, it talks about when you recite the Bracha on Aliyah before your Aliyah. So there's a whole big machlaikis, and it's totally in the Gemara Megillah. Do you close the Sefer Torah before you make the bracha? Do you leave it open? Do you close your eyes? Do you turn away? It's a big sugya. So he says, Ein tzarich lugal Sefer Torah. You don't have to roll it up. Ela mevarech. You don't have to worry. People are going to think the brachas are written in the Sefer Torah. But then he says, Visu, a second reason, Shrei kol davar shemavarech alav, anything you make a bracha on, Tzorich shimotzu lefana b'shas habracha, has to be immediately accessible to you. You can't start looking for it. So therefore, the laning has to be, even though the Sefer Torah, if you close the Sefer Torah, he's calling that it's not accessible. The Magi over there says he didn't find anyone else say this reason that Rabbeinu Manoach said. This is his own reason. And last, is this a beautiful piece? I heard this from Rav Mireinu Baruch Hirschfeld, the Rish Kailu here in Cleveland. He told me this many years ago, and it's a Mardika insight. In Hilchos Shvisa Sasser of Yom Kippur, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, over there the Rambam says that a katan, a child, mechanchin l'shois, you're mechanichim to fast a few hours. When he gets a certain age, he can't fast the whole day, but you start with hours. And at the end of the halacha, he says, but when he turns 11 years old, so then he has to fast, umashlim, it has to complete the fast, midivrei soifrim. That's a din derabbanan. Now, I'm not getting halacha lemaisa, we do it later because we're weaker, but that's what he says. Midivrei soifrim, kedei lechancham b'mitzvahs. To be mechanchem b'mitzvahs. So the question is, the first time when it says mechanchem, it doesn't say midivrei soifrim, that there's a din derabbanan, it just says you're mechanch. And by 11 years old, it says you're mechanchem midivrei soifrim. Says the Rabbeinu Manoach something fascinating. He says, "Chinuch hashoyis ein achayve midrabanan." To be mechanechem, to fast a few hours, is not an obligation midrabanan. It's not the rabbanan put on the father an obligation of chinuch. Elachayve hamutelis al kol adam me'atzmai. This is a self-obligation that every person has. Lilamed ulahargil banav laleches bedarche yosher. A person has an obligation independent from the Rabbanon's obligation of chinuch. Every person has obligation to teach his children, to get them accustomed to go in the darche yosher. How do we know that? You have to be mechanech a child according to his way. And you have to teach them how to be part of Klal Yisrael, be under the Kanfei Hashchina, Kidam Rinan. Like the Gemara says, that a child already knows how to start speaking, father teaches him Torah Tzivolanu Moshe. What's Torah Tzivolanu Moshe? A three-year-old child, you teach him Torah Tzivolanu Moshe. There was a Din D'Rabbanan that says, to be Mechanechim in Torah Tzivolanu Moshe? No. Chanoich l'na'abi darka means you have obligation to mechanech your children in Yiddishkeit. So once he starts talking, you have a personal self-obligation. Chanoich l'na'ar, teach him Torah tzivah lanu Moshe. That's independent from the chiyuvim derabbanon of chinuch. So therefore he says, chinuch of shois is not a din derabbanon. Because when the Rabbanon said that you have to teach your children to be mechanech them in mitzvahs, that means to say they have to do the mitzvah properly as a practice for when they're older. When they're older, they're going to have to fast an entire day of Yom Kippur. There's no such thing as fasting for a few hours. So the din de Rabbanon of chinuch for a child to fast Yom Kippur is only if he fasts the entire day. That's not for a young child. So why do I have to teach him how to fast a few hours? Herod says, that's not a din midrabanan. That's the old din of chinuch that every father has to get his child accustomed to doing mitzvahs. So he says, v'zeh shekasav harav mechanchim v'lei kasav midivrei seferim l'fei she'en chinuch shoyz midrabanan klal. She'en midrabanan chinuch b'lei hashlama k'lei mishiyasa mitzvah ketikuna uchemishpata b'shlemus. Chinuch midrabanan is when you do the mitzvah properly as a practice for what you're going to do when you're older. But you have to do it properly. Practicing doing mitzvahs, having a little child eat a little bit of matzah, he doesn't eat a kazayis, that's not a din midrabanan of chiyuv of chinuch, that's the din, as his Lashon said, that what was it? Hamutalas ha-kalada me'atzmei l'lamid u'lahar g'bonov l'leches b'dar chayosher k'dei l'achnisam tachas kanfei ha-shchina. So Rav Hirschfeld, Zozayin Gezun Shtark said, that inyan of chinuch doesn't end at bar mitzvah. That inyan you have even older. You might have the older derabbanan's end, but the chinuch of being margul your children for later, that inyan continues even after a person is bar mitzvah. You still have to teach your children the proper way. And I would bring a riot to that, the Gemara in Kedushin, when it talks about chinuch, and brings the pasuk chanoich l'nar al pi darkai, the Gemara in Kedushin brings it 18 years old, 22 years old, the Gemara is still bringing the inyan of chanoich l'nar al pi darkai. That inyan starts before bar mitzvah, continues after bar mitzvah. There's a certain chiyuv midrabanan of chinuch that is only before bar mitzvah at certain ages to practice the mitzvahs that you should be ragel in them. But the general rule of teaching your children leches b'darche yosher, what it means to be a yid, how to act like a yid, l'hachnisam tachas kanfei hashchina, that has no age limit to it, it would seem to me. That continues chanoich, maybe after nar, maybe after 22, but if it sure doesn't end with bar mitzvah, that is a gem of Rabbeinu Manoach, among so many other gems, like we said, and began the shir, when he lived, when he was born, and when he was nifter, we don't know, but this is the Rabbeinu Manoach, Pirish on the Rambam, Zchuso Yogin Aleinu V'Akol Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and Kol Tov.